Amen. Well, you may be seated, grab your Bibles, and open to one chapter here, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to look at one verse today, and we'll begin to pull that verse apart, that we can have a clear understanding of this covenant meal. Notice what I call it. Covenant meal. It reminding you of something that belonged to you every time you partake of it. It's a covenant meal. Now, you will hear some things about communion you may not have ever heard in your life, because I'm really digging and praying about it now, that the body of Christ would understand exactly what communion is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26 is what we're going to deal with. Three things are in that verse, and I need to just push these three things. It says, for as often as you eat this bread, you see that?
Yes,
everybody with me yet?
Yes,
1 Corinthians 11, 20. And for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death till he come. Now, I want you to underline, you do show the Lord death till he come. Very important, because now we're bringing the works and the manifestation of the cross. What Jesus did at the cross. His finished work, what he paid for. The covenant was set up on it's a new covenant now, New Testament. Because of his death and because of the cross. So now, I want to elaborate on it clearly so you understand what this one verse is talking about. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death till he come. Why is this so important? We've got to find out why this is important. Because in that verse, you're doing three things. You see the three things, right?
Yes,
you're eating the bread, you're drinking the cup, and you're bringing something to remember, or you're making a confession. That I'm in covenant with God because of what Christ did at the cross. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Now, in meditating this one verse, and we're going to try to go through that whole chapter somewhat, but these three things, all three may not look spiritual. You know, they're going to bring the table out, and we're going to take the bread and the cup, and it may not look spiritual, but they are, because the word says so. So eating the bread, drinking from the cup, as well as the confession or the remembrance of the covenant breakthrough God gave us through Christ, they're all spiritual. All three of them is in that verse. Look at the verse again. You'll see all three things. You're eating, you're drinking, and you're remembering something. Right? It's important because it's spiritual. It's not important just because this book says it. It's important because it's spiritual. Two things are in the present tense you're going to be doing. One received from the future in the present. In other words, he's coming back, but because of what he did, we can draw on what he did before he come back.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
You understand what we're saying now?
Yes, sir.
And see, all of this is within the context when we drink from this cup and eat this bread. We are acknowledging that we are in covenant with Almighty God.
Yes,
it's a contract. It's an agreement. Strong is in the spirit realm, but it has significance because the Lord said for us to do it.
Yes,
in other words, there's some things he don't want us to forget.
Yes,
and this is sort of a way that we can remind ourselves that we're in the world, but we're not of the world, and we got covering.
Yes.
We're covered. We're covered. We're covered. We're covered by grace. You'll see it in a few moments. So also there's a release of the blood-bought benefits. A release of the blood-bought benefit. And they are many. I'm just going to name a few. It's a release of the blood-bought benefits, blessings, breakthroughs, backups, boldness. And the last one has no ending. Birthing. Because you're a spirit being, you have the ability to birth things in the spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to birth things through God's word through the gifts of the Spirit, through the fruit of the Spirit, through the ministry gifts, the Holy Spirit will help you to bring forth things that couldn't come forth normally. And see, when you're reminding yourself, you're eating that bread, you're drinking that cup, you're reminding yourself that you're spiritual. Listen to me, that normal things can't set you down. Or normal things can't break you down. Or normal things can't stop you. You find it because what? You're spiritual. So you can go, you have the ability, this community reminds you, you have the ability to go into another dimension all the time. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And so that voice, our voice, our text, as often you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death till he come. Now that's what's so important about this communion, showing the Lord death till he come. I have a fact sheet here that I want to bring forth to you. And some question is being asked by the Holy Spirit. What transpired when the Lord died? What transpired? What does this mean to me? What do the cross mean to me? What do the finished work of Christ mean to me? Is it still significant? Do it still have power? What happened when Christ died? Well, he paid it all. He paid for everything, both spiritually, physically, mentally, materially. He paid for everything. And you need to function now. All right, another question. What benefit did it release? You see, why I take this communion? Why I eat this bread? Why I drink this cup? Why I remember the cross? Why? And if there's the benefits that it released today, I need to appropriate my faith, believing that these things must happen in my life. Things that the world try to stop, things that the devil try to stop, things that the flesh try to stop, because I know I'm born of God's Spirit, and that voice came through by the cross. I believe, I'm a believer. Therefore, what this Bible promised, I could have it. I wish three or four more people would talk to me in here. See, I can have it. So the communion remind me what belonged to me. Everything, every benefit, every blessing, every breakthrough the Christian has came through the cross. Communion, baptism, come on, name something, fruit of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit. Everything that happened came through the cross. Hello? Now, when I'm talking about the cross, I'm not talking about, that's just a symbol. That's a wooden beam there, but he hung on that cross. And what was transpiring spiritually? See, men didn't know what transpired spiritually. They thought they were doing something physical when they were nailing him. Had they known what was going to happen, that he wasn't going to stay dead no more in 3 days and get up and cut up, they wouldn't have nailed him to the cross. They'd try to do something else with him and lock him up in prison or something. But they killed him. They made the mistake when they killed him. Okay. It also reminds us that he's gone to heaven, but he's coming back. I said he's coming back. See? And so when we take communion as believers, we're taking it, we know this world is not our home. I mean, we're trying to get comfortable here and enjoy life, but it's not our home. And then he can come back any minute. The Bible says he's going to slip up on people. He ain't slip up on me, though. I see him, I said, Jesus, there he is. I ain't got nothing to hide because I'm under the blood, man. I'm going to stay under the blood. Stay under the blood. Tell your neighbor, stay under the blood. And so when we're taking that communion, we're getting back under that blood. We remind ourselves that blood, the blood of Jesus, is the very fiber of our being.
Yes, sir.
Got it? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and the love, not their lives to death, unto death. They know that blood, power of that blood. So he going to heaven, but he coming back. In the mealtime, we call it a mean, in the meantime, I say meal, but I'm thinking about mealtime because I'm calling this a meal. But in the meantime, I have to learn how to appropriate what he has already done now.
Yes.
I have to learn how to take my faith in Christ, not faith in myself, faith in what he did, faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross, because he did say it was finished, didn't he? And the curtain was torn too, right? Was holding out from the heaven of heaven. Now we can go in. So I must take my faith and appropriate all the benefit that Jesus paid for me on the cross. And when I take this communion, it reminded me I have a whole lot of benefits. Right. And all the Lord wanted to do, reading left this, the Lord is wise. The Lord left this covenant meal. Write that down. Covenant meal. It's a covenant meal. It means that I'm in covenant with Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
I'm a covenant woman. I'm a covenant man. Every time I take that meal, it's a covenant meal. You got to remember that. When we partake today, you got to know we're reminding ourselves that we're not out here bareheaded or barebacked or not protected. We're under a covenant. We have a covering. We have somebody who loves us can do something about it. It's all right having somebody love you and they can't do anything about it. We have somebody who loves us and can do something about anything. Because the one who loves us is nothing impossible for him. And you better get some courage up in here. You may be going through some things, but let me tell you something. This covenant meal remind you can't go down. That you, no. You cannot be destroyed. Are you following me? I don't care. Even your mistakes can't destroy you. This covenant meal take care of your mistakes. Remind yourself that you're grace coated. What is it? Grace. I'm coated with grace because of what Jesus done for me. So you may be here and you have some flaws in your life. That's all right. Grace is going to take care of it. You keep coming in a setting like this. You keep hearing the word of God. You're going to make some changes. Why? Because God's going to help you make those changes. This is a house of help.
Yes.
You can get help here.
Yes.
The word of God will help you.
Yes.
Tell somebody the word of God will help you. Tell them the word of God will help you. I don't care what you're going through right now. Everybody go through something every now and then. But you got to believe.
Yes.
Now sit down. Let me tell you something. Listen very carefully now, because we're going to eat that bread and drink the cup today. You got one text read. As often you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death till he come. Got it?
Yes.
Now we're talking about showing the Lord death. We're showing all the benefits that belong for us or belong to us because of what Jesus paid with his body and his life. And we know he got up the third day. He's alive. But he went through that for us. Now watch what it says here. Every time I eat this bread and drink this cup, watch me now, I'm testifying that my life is covered by the blood of Jesus, no matter what comes. Come on, somebody raise their hand a little bit. Give me a little hand raise or something. Let me think I'm preaching anyway. Listen. We're talking about this cup, this bread and cup we've been eating all these years. But the Lord said, now I want you to listen to me and I want you to pray and I want you to stay in my faith till I show you some more things. Every time I eat this bread and drink this cup, what we're going to do in a little while, I'm testifying. You see what I'm saying? I'm testifying that my life is covered by the blood of Jesus, no matter what comes. You heard that? That is powerful. I said that is powerful. So communion is a testimony. First of all, you have to have a right to take it. And the right to take it is not based on you. The right to take communion is based on him. Jesus qualified me to take communion. I can't qualify myself. Jesus qualified me. Now, I am to live right. Don't get me wrong. But even if I miss the boat, I still can go to him and he still can clean me up and bring me back to the table. So in a few moments, you're going to be testifying, no matter what you're going through or what against you, In a few moments, you're going to be testifying that I have a covering. Christian have a covering. We're not out in the open where Satan is just whoop on us. We're a special people. Come, talk to me here now. And we have a special Christ. Burden removing. Yoke destroying power of God. That is my covering. So if a yoke come to me, he going to break it. Burden come on me, he going to lift it. All I got to do is stay under grace. Stay under grace. Stay under grace. I need to stay under grace. What if my body's sick, he going to get well? If I stay under grace. You follow me? Read that one verse, 11 and 26. Read it, because I want you to get there. I want to get in your spirit. I'm going to break it up voice by voice. We're going to take communion until Jesus comes. Voice by voice. I want you to know it because it's beneficial, you see. And don't get scared about how often you take it. Say how often you take it. More often is better than less often. Got 11 and 26? Read it. Now, let me ask you a question now. Who has a little more light on this now? Are you getting a little more light on it? See, we're just not going through emotion. This is a covenant meal. And every time we take it, it bringing us in remembrance of we're saved, we're sanctified, we're part of the kingdom of God. God loves us. We can't lose. Nothing is more powerful than the blood of Jesus. The cross has not lost its power. For the preaching of the cross is foolish to those who perish, but to us who believe, it is the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God on the salvation to everyone that believes. Are you hearing me? See, it's the gospel that got us here. It's the gospel that's going to keep us. The gospel is good news. Are you following me? So when you're taking this, when you take this communion, you're proclaiming good news to yourself and good news to the people around you. Everybody say good news.
Good news.
When you partake of this bread and drink from this cup today, you're saying, I fully believe in the victory of the cross of Christ. I fully believe, thanks be to God, was give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I fully believe, even though I'm going through something, I fully believe that in due season, he's going to bring me out. Even what you're going through right now, he can cover you. He's a covering. He's a present help in a time of trouble. Are you following me? You follow me? When you come to church, if you're hurting, you ought to have a word. The balm from Gilead. A word to soothe that pain. A word to comfort that heart. A word to settle that mind down. A word from God saying, it's okay, keep your hand in my hand. Trust me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge me in all your ways. Child, I'll direct your path. I'll lead you by still water. I'll lead you in green pasture. I'll lead you in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. I got to see about you for me, God said. In other words, God said, I can't let you down. If I let you down, I'm letting myself down. I can't let you fail because you connected to me. If I let you fail, I'm failing. No way. No way. No way you're going to fail. Keep eating my body and keep drinking my blood and keep testifying that I got my hand on you and you and I going to work it out. Give the Lord praise. Come on. The Lord desire, and I'm his servant, I do what he tells me. The Lord desires for us to know what we're doing. When breaking that bread and drinking that cup, we are making a declaration that I'm not normal. And whatever necessary, grace gonna break it through for me. So somebody here might be hurting, you might be going through something. Listen, whatever is necessary, because you're here, I'm saying to you as your man of God, whatever is necessary to get you out or get you up or get you where you should be, it shall be done. It shall come to pass. Say it, it shall come to pass. Because there's no power that can stop God's power. No power greater than the cross of Christ. Your breakthrough has to come. The changes that you need in your life to bring joy in your life and to bring peace in your life and to bring happiness in your life, it got to happen. Tell your neighbor, stick with it. Stick with it. Just stick with it. Come on, let me give you a little more right quick. Sit down. Now you really gonna have to be listening this time. You really gonna have to be listening this time. When the Lord showed me this, you really gonna have to be listening, because this is gonna be a powerful tool for you to use the rest of your life. I'm about to make a statement, and it's gonna be powerful. It's gonna be so powerful until you're gonna catch a grip right now. Powerful. Watch what he said. Nothing can take me out because I'm already in. Now let me read the whole statement to you. Nothing can take me out because I'm already in Christ and his cross. Satan don't have nothing strong enough. This world don't have nothing strong enough. Your enemy don't have nothing strong enough. There's nothing strong enough to take you out because you're already in. And see, when you take this communion, you're saying, I'm in. Even though I may be going through a few things, but I'm already in. So this to testify that I have the ability to come out because Christ got my hand. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I want to train you so much when you take this communion, you just jump up and shout. Say, oh, Jesus. Communion is communicating with the benefits of what Christ did at the cross. Wave your hand at me if you believe that. Communion is communicating with the benefit. Good God Almighty. Boy, you're preaching. Communion is communicating with the benefit, listen, of what Christ did at the cross. Do you know how much, do you know how much a mouthful that is? Do you know, how much benefit? He was wounded for our transgression. Bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. That's the redemptive chapter, Isaiah 53. They're saying about who shall believe the report. So when you break that bread and drink that cup today, you are communicating all the benefits which Christ did for you at the cross. And you know what? You know what? You know, we're the body of Christ. You know, in the body of Christ, we are larger than any football stadium or any football players. People go to the game. This morning, we got more people attending church than any other activity. There's nothing in the world bigger than the church. We got more people attending church right now than any other activity. They can have what superstar they want, and they can fill them stadium up. But the body of Christ is still bigger and better. Y'all ought to shout on that. We are not no little family. We are not no little one group in one town. We all over the world that believe in Jesus Christ, and believe in the cross, and believe what he did. We are powerful. Are you following me? Now, so I'm going to try to get this to you, because I got a whole lot of more scripture, but I'm trying to work this. Now, it's not only a communication with the benefit of what Christ did at the cross, it's a reminder, listen to me, of the connection and the ability to bear fruit. the connection, and the ability to bear fruit. It remind me that I can live right. It remind me that the word of God is an agent that can make me sanctified. That it can break that habit that Satan's trying to bring in my life. He's trying to bring habit in everybody's life. His temptation may come, but I have the ability to bear fruit right in front of that temptation. Jesus said, if you abide in me, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done to you. Then the 15th chapter said, he's the husbandman, I'm the vine, you are the branches, and the sap from me is running out that vine into you that you can bear fruit in the midst of a jungle. It's the connection chapter. Chapter 15 of John is the connection chapter. It talks about bearing fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. You get better and better all the time. Tell your neighbor, you're getting better and better all the time. You feel it? You sense what's going on? See, when them boys go by there and get that bread and bring that wagon out here this morning, and a table out here this morning, you're going to have a better understanding now. You ain't going to be slapping no bread and drink no juice here this morning. You're going to understand you making a declaration. I declare that I'm a child of God. I declare that I have covenant rights. I'm not sick, I'm healed. Whatever it is, blood pressure, whatever it is, you talk to him when you're taking that communion. Say, listen, I'm not accepting this now. I resist this in Jesus' name. I'm not laying down either. Y'all hear what I'm saying? See, now members, y'all got to start doing this. See, because I'm about to tell you something. When I start talking about how big the body of Christ is, I'm not talking to the body of Christ, I'm talking to you. When I mean you, I'm talking to you by yourself. Then I'm talking to you. You see what I'm saying? See, this thing is personal. Yes, yes. See, Gavin, I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm preaching to you.
Right.
Because every individual going to have to activate their faith.
Right.
Not only this, you're making a declaration of being more than a conqueror. You're making a declaration because in Roman it says nothing can rise up against you when you properly connect it. And you're making a declaration when whatever you're dealing with, when you take this bread today, see, when you drink this cup, you declare that I'm more than a conqueror. Are you following me? This world not fair, son. You make it fair. You understand me? You take communion, you declare that I'm a Christian. Yes, and everybody who try to come against me going to bow down. Yes, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't just think physically. God will turn the whole world around for you. Yes, glory.
Glory.
I said glory.
Glory.
This house going to know what you're doing. I made my mind up. I'm not going to let people make me angry. I'm going to teach the one come. This house going to know what she's doing. I got too much in me to be messing around. I'm going to declare what does say the Lord. You find what I'm saying? Come and get it. Come and get it. That's what I tell you. Now, this communion also said to us, sit down a minute. This communion also said to us that you have the right to be a commander in spiritual things. You have the right to be a commander. And spiritual things runs natural things. So anything, listen to me, I'm going to try to get it, the Lord help me with this. As a commander, you have birthing power.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit realm, that divine nature in you.
Yeah.
He said, I created you in my whole image, yeah. My image. Jesus got that image back.
Yeah.
We are in the image of Christ now.
Yeah.
So we can declare things and command things.
Yes,
and you remember Jesus said, very, very, I said, whosoever should say to this tree, be thou, pluck up and cast in the sea. He said, and believe what you said. He said, it'll obey you.
Yes, sir.
Because you're spiritual.
Yes, sir.
We're not taking this communion just to have a day set apart for a special day. We're decreeing something.
Yes, sir.
We declare some body you heal.
Yes, sir.
Finances you're going to get right.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to live long in the earth.
Yes.
You see, my brother and sister, what we got to do is, and the Lord, we got to stop teaching the dark side of the scripture.
That's right.
You heard that? We got to see the light side. The dark side is already, you ain't going to do this. You don't do this. You don't do that. That's already out there. Who doing that? Satan. You and him both can't be teaching the dark side. Galatians chapter 3. Go and make a statement. This communion is going to do for you. Galatians chapter 3. Y'all ready to take it now, ain't you? Hallelujah. And you come back next Sunday, I'm going to teach you another verse. Yeah. Then I'm going to teach you another verse. Galatians chapter 3. Now these verses ought to make more of a working to us. But I'm going to make a statement before we read them. All right, you ready?
Yes,
nothing of the curse can hold me down.
Yes.
None of the curse can hold me down. You're going to try now.
Yes,
you understand? But you got to keep on saying what you know.
Yes.
Keep on believing what you believe in.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost will reverse it for you.
Yes.
I declare now every sickness. Now see, we've been dealing with sickness in the church so long.
Yes.
But I'm coming against it.
Amen.
I declare every sickness will be reversed in this house.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. I want y'all to believe this.
Yes.
And I want y'all to declare, yeah, take your medicine, say it. take your medicine, keep on saying it. Until the Holy Ghost say something different. But in this house today, every iota of the curse I declare and decree that is reversed. We will live long and strong and healthy and blessed and happy and full of joy and full of peace. You follow me? No form of the curse going to your house no more. And when you take this communion, you're declaring that I'm a curse-free woman. I'm a curse-free man. I walk in blessing. Blessing and curses cannot stay in the same place. Since I'm blessed, since when the curse knocked, blessing answer the door. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all working with me?
Yes, sir.
The curse got to go. Today. Everything that is not a blessing to you, I declare it moving right now. And I declare, that's why I put the cross up. But the Lord said, you got to get a cross in this church somewhere. I declare we'll cross back up. Everything Jesus did is on the line right now. And I don't believe Jesus sitting down this morning. I believe he's standing up. Yes, sir. Every now and then somebody get him up, you know. I believe we're getting him up this morning. I believe he's all right, all right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, sit down. Let me give you something else. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 now. Let's read this. Now you read this with more sense. Partaking communion, making all them communication I talked to you about, and now we're telling you that the curse on your life is reversed and moved by the power of the cross. by the power of Jesus' blood, by the grace that Jesus' blood produced, by the mercy that Jesus' blood produced. This is a New Testament. You're a new covenant child. The last Adam got a hold of you. The first Adam can't touch you anymore. You back in the Garden of Eden as you decree and declare the goodness, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now sit down, let's read this. I want you to read this with me. I want you to read behind me. I'm gonna go and I want you to read it after I read. I'll stop, you read. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now let me read it again. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
What you redeemed from? Now let me show you something else. Hold it. Go to Romans 8:2. We come back. Let's read Romans 8:1-2. Because we want to replace condemnation with conviction.
Absolutely.
See, conviction will help you, condemnation will kill you. See, we got to permit the Holy Spirit to keep us under conviction of what is right and what is wrong. But we don't want condemnation to be our leader. So there's no condemnation to them who walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. See, walk after the Spirit, walk after the Word, for the law of the Spirit of life, verse 2, in Christ Jesus, have made me what?
Free.
From the law of sin and death.
Yes,
that's communion language.
Yes, God.
That's that bread and wine language right there.
Yes.
See, that's what that bread and wine is supposed to remember us. We under a stronger law than Satan. We under a stronger law than this world. We under a law that there's no other law can supersede it. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That means in that cross, what he did at that cross. That law is over me. Any other law got to bow. So it may stay temporarily, but because I know, because I know in my inner man, it got to move. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with this morning. Listen, children, look at me, look here. Look, no matter what you're dealing with this morning, you listen to the man of God. It cannot stay with you if it's not to bless you. Because you decreed to be blessed. The declaration of blessing has been made over you already. The man say, you can't curse what God has blessed. Once God put his blessing on you, the cursor can't curse you. You can't curse somebody God has blessed. You're wasting your time. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm the blessed one. I'm the blessed one. Come on, I'm the blessed one. 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 I'm blessed. Come on, say it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm under the blessing. I'm under the blessing. I'm under the blessing. Come on here. I'm under the blessing. I'm a blessed child of God today, right now. I don't care how you feel. I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Anybody ask you how you feel? I'm blessed. Why? Why are you so blessed? We reading it right now. Galatians 3:13. That's why you're so blessed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, because it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham. What you saying? What you going to say in a few moments when that table comes? What you going to be saying when that bread go to your mouth? What you going to be saying when that cup go to your mouth? You going to be saying, I'm blessed. I'm redeemed. I can't be cursed. Satan is a liar. He is a deceiver. And he bring feeling to throw you. You got to walk by faith. Don't you feel bad if somebody don't like you? Jesus loves you. People are pickle. You can't get all upset. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Jesus loved me. This I know for the Bible. Oh, hallelujah. Sit down. Sit down a minute. Now I will give you the subject. Being partakers of the grace of communion properly. Being partakers of the grace of communion properly. Many sick bodies going to be healed in this room. Grace might wrap you in your sleep tonight. You might be sleeping and grace might wrap around that body and talk to every organ you got in your body. Because God can do that, you know. Huh? How many of y'all got expectation here? All right. We got to expect it. Now, when you're talking about this being a partaker of the grace of communion properly, this is meant to proclaim not only the atoning sacrifice necessary for our salvation, but as well as an ongoing course of our continued victory in life. Let me give that back to you because you got to be listening. This is meant to proclaim not only the atoning sacrifice necessary for our salvation. We're talking about the scripture. Now go back to the scripture, 1 Corinthians 11 and what, 26? As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, three things, right? You do show the Lord death till he come, right? That's what it says, right? Now, this is what it meant. This is meant to proclaim not only the atoning sacrifice necessary for our salvation, and we're going to get into salvation in our next setting, but as well as an ongoing course of our continuous victory in life. Continuous victory in life. Write that down now. Continuous victory in life. When we take this bread, go get the bread, boy. Get it out. The continuous victory in life. This communion denotes that I have the right to have continuous victory in my life. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to be challenged now. See, y'all stop crying when you're challenged. Your challenge is going to exercise your muscles. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, when things go wrong against you, all you do is let the Holy Ghost develop your patience. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Not those who run ahead of the Lord. Wait on him. Don't go too far. He might be wanting to do something right here.
Yeah.
Listen, children, you don't have to move for God to change things. God will move things for the change things for you. See? But sometimes you got to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The battle is not yours. Remember that. The battle has been fought. The battle has been won. When you came under this blood-stained banner, you won already. Your enemy is defeated. He's lying. He's a lying rascal. He's trying to trick you into believing that he got you overpowered. Just because you got some pain in your body, or just because something went wrong in your home, he wants you to think that your prayer is not working and that your praise is not working. It's impossible for prayer not to work. It's impossible for praise not to work. It's impossible for worship not to work. It's impossible for the word of God not to work. He lying to you. You winning all the time. Oh, Lord, we're going to walk today, boys. Y'all going to spread out. They come and get it today. We're going to walk today. Yeah, we're going to walk today. I'm going back to the old school. Yeah, we're going to walk.
Yeah.
We're going to walk. And I want you to remind when you're walking, I'm going to do something here now.
Yeah.
I heard what the man of God said. I'm making my declaration. I'm testifying that I'm free from all curses.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. All right, boys, y'all get a tray and spread out. Lord, sanctify this bread and this wine, and that everything we preach come to pass in your children's life. Just get on there. Y'all figure it out, Mac. Figure it out. They're coming to you. That's all I know. Just being played. I don't know what to do. Y'all know what to do. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach a little while longer. Y'all don't pay attention to them. Listen to me. I'm going to preach a few more minutes. Listen. Y'all pay attention.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to preach a few more minutes. All right? All right? I'm going to give you one more thing that I want you to be feeding on until we come back. Now, this continuous victory in life, and we're proclaiming that the blood of Jesus has brought us to salvation, right? We'll find out some more things about salvation, deliverance, soundness, wholeness. We'll find out. We'll find out about the seven redemptive name. We'll get there. But this is only possible by yielding fully to the communion of the Holy Spirit. I want you to turn to a voice right quick. And we'll go from that voice, 2 Corinthians 13. This is only possible by yielding fully to the communion of the Holy Spirit, that he will open this grace, understanding, benefit to us clearly in the Spirit, through our spirit. I'm going to give it one more time. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. We're about to partake. This is only possible. This proclamation, the proclaiming you're going to make today of the atoning sacrifice that Jesus' blood has paid for you to be a Christian, paid for you to be blessed, paid for all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, all to be flowing in my life, and against such is no law. Because the fruit of the Spirit bring me under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Bear fruit, children. Love, joy. Ask God. Say, Lord, let me bear more fruit. Because when you bear those fruit, there's no other law can come in your life but the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, being partaker of the grace of communion properly, this is only possible by yielding fully to the communion of the Holy Spirit. The communion of the Holy Spirit, our teacher. Our eye opener, our enlightener, our empower. All right. So we have to embrace the Holy Spirit. You have to embrace whatever the Holy Spirit is saying at any given time. Embrace that because he's taking you to your sure place. Got me? All right. I want to try to finish this. Let me finish this. This is only possible by yielding. See, it's not possible no other way. The only way you can declare all this stuff I said to you today is by yielding fully to the communion of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, when you walk down here, the Holy Spirit is going to have to help you understand what you're doing. He's going to help you, though. Tell the person next to you, the Holy Spirit is going to help you today. This is only possible by yielding fully to the communion of the Holy Spirit that he will open this grace. Open this grace. The Holy Spirit got to open this grace, understanding, benefit to us clearly in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, through our spirit. You cannot go into the Holy of Holies by yourself. The Holy Ghost must escort you. Why? To keep your mind down. To keep your flesh down. To let you know you are a spirit being and you about to partake of a spiritual transaction. Every form of the curse that is in your body, when you eat this bread, that's the body of Jesus. When you drink this cup, that's the blood of Jesus. No power. 2 Corinthians. Now let's read them and read the scripture and close. No power. No power. Hallelujah. Now, this 14th verse, 2 Corinthians 13:14, last verse, this verse is summing up the work of Christ. It is showing us what came out of the cross. See, it says, the grace, let me see if I can say it to you a different way. The cross is a grace manufacturing company. See, God manufactured grace through the cross. Enough grace for everybody who wanted it. And for every situation. We are the reigning life through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. You have no place for defeat. Defeat cannot stay in your life. Defeat can't stay in your body. Defeat can't stay in your finances. Defeat can't stay in your house. You're a covenant person. And you're about to remind yourself. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Got that? Man, this is a whole lot of stuff in this voice. And the love of God. I'm under grace and love. And the communion of the Holy Ghost be with me. Amen. As often as you eat this bread and drank this cup, you do show the Lord death till he comes. You're declaring some things. Now you see, the dark side is, I'm finally going to get to that verse by not taking it unworthily. The dark side is we're preaching sin. We don't need to preach sin over that verse. We need to show people exactly what he's saying. See, unworthily is not knowing what you're doing. See, they take care of sin too. Huh? Everybody stand up. I'm about to pray. Stand up. Get ready to come get your communion. I don't know, Mac, y'all better traffic jam. Y'all already ready. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray over the table again because I feel sanctified. I help myself, man, all that stuff. Man, I believe in communion. How many of y'all believe in communion? You're going to believe it anymore, but the next 6-7 weeks, you're going to believe in communion. You might have some communion in your pocket next 6 weeks because you say, I'm going to take me some communion. As long as you do it right. It's not a ritual. It's a revelation. What I said?
It's not a ritual.
That's what I want the people of God to have. This is a revelation. It's not a ritual. We're not just going through this. The Lord left this for a revelation for us. And revelation calls you to receive things that you couldn't receive no other way. So I believe a whole lot of receiving about to start taking place in our lives. Thank you for your enthusiasm. But I believe that thing that have been against you, you're going to receive what it need to get it off your back. Now, Father, just as you said in your word, what this table is for, what this bread is for, what this cup is for. We're about to eat the body of Jesus.